Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden here on a Wednesday. True Straight Up brought to you by
AmericaCitizenPress.com and Denver Synergenics with Dr. Julie McCallan. Hey, have Jed Dunning come up? He's a columnist with Newsmax. He's also an author, has a book out. He had has a great column up right now talking about what he calls the anger games, which is the essentially the 1-6 committee, and how that whole narrative is falling apart. Also, though, going to talk today, I think a lot of narratives are falling apart in the Democrat Party. Meanwhile, Biden's approval rating is dropping lower and lower all the time, lower than where Trump's was at this point.
He's still sort of staying around the 41 to 43 range, although Quinnipiac had a poll down to 35 that came out today, I think.
Right, exactly.
And so, I don't know. It's always hard to know.
He's just not very popular. I mean, when you've got Stacey Abrams saying, oh, I'm busy, like, okay, the president's coming to town, like you couldn't spare a half hour or something.
Well, I checked in the CIVIS, which does it state by state over long periods of time, and they had his approval rating 31%. In Georgia. So I think that's maybe a reason why you'd kind of go, no, I don't think I'll show up. And the speech itself has been panned.
Even Mitch McConnell
and even Al Sharpton said, well, this isn't one to kind of convince anybody. Tell all of America that your Democratic senators are really like Jefferson Davis.
Well, and meanwhile, Colorado Peak Politics noted this, that apparently, so Biden was in Colorado earlier, right, to go to tour the Marshall Fires, and pointed out that Michael Bennett, who's running for Senate here, did not tweet out himself any pictures of him with Biden, right? Well, if he was in a couple standing way in the back like this, with, you know, the Hickenlooper tweeted out, but he wasn't doing much either. And you've got Michael Bennett not posing for a selfie with you, right? Like in Jared Polis, Jared Polis was in the pictures. Want to talk about that? Want to talk about also this astonishing bit of information, and it's kind of confusing. It's kind of confusing, but it's when you go through it, it's because you're like, was this new or did we know this about the emails that have been released, or this email and this report that was put out regarding the whole origins of COVID?
Well, it's a DARPA one, which is a Defense Department health, I guess, one.
Where they said, no, that's way too dangerous.
And they said, well, you know, ivermectin, that's great. Hydroxychloroquine, it works just great. And they've, you know, you're not allowed to do it in Colorado, I think. It's just unbelievable. They are really killing people.
Well, and then there was another thing I was reading that came out. This is in England, that there were some more emails discovered there where they, too, were talking about, hey, look, way back when, it looks like this is coming from this lab, some kind of unsecure lab, this whole virus. It's man-made. And they said, well, we don't want to get into that because that could be bad for international relations. Yeah, it's like, why? Right. Why would we want to do that? Meanwhile, this is another interesting fact while we're waiting to get Judd Dunning on. So remember, the Tri-County Health Department was Douglas, Adams, and Arapahoe. The Tri-County Health Department has gone way overboard with bureaucratic tyranny. And so all three counties have pulled out of the
including Arapahoe County, where they're located. I mean, it's just amazing that head public health official managed to kill a 70-year-old institution.
It's hard to get rid of a bureaucracy, but boy, they did it. Well, in the meantime, though, Douglas County has not gone on a mask mandate. But back in November, right before Thanksgiving, Adams and Arapahoe County did. Right. And according to the latest statistics, the cases are exactly the same. No different. So, and meanwhile, the CDC is like, no, even though CNN's trying to make them go ahead and change all the masks and make everybody wear the much more expensive mask you can't breathe out of, the CDC said, no, we're not going to do that either. It's interesting watching them try to twist around the narrative and try to find something new, because, and we'll get into this later too in the show, but the polls also indicate that no one cares really about the 1-6, that most people think, okay, that was bad, shouldn't have happened, but really that's not what I care about.
And we'll play one from Senator Rubio, but it is, you know, they're just wandering around, people are letting them in, and to make you think that that's, you know, that's an overthrow of your government. Well, that's all it takes. You just wander in and that's the government surrenders and it's all over. But, you know, they think, and they used to be able to run the scams they want. Watergate was a scam. And they were able to convince everybody that the Republicans wanted to get the Democratic head's phone. It wasn't at all, as we've talked with other people, they're trying to get a prostitute line where Democratic politicians would come in town, use a phone to get a prostitute. But it's...
This from TJ. It looks like we're having trouble with the phone numbers. I double checked him, so that must be on their end. So never mind then. We'll try to get Judd Dunning back again on a different day. We were given the wrong numbers.
They're not working?
Nope, they're not working. So never mind. Never mind that. We'll get Judd Dunning. But what the gist of his column, though, was he was calling what the Democrats are doing the anger games. And they're trying to make everybody angry about the January 6th thing. But it's not working. Again, number one, I think the big thing that they have going, but there are several things I think they have going against them. One is that people just with COVID on the rise, with inflation, with nothing in the grocery stores, with gas prices, with kind of talk about, are we going to have to lock down the schools again or not lock down the schools again? What happened a year ago at the state capitol, people really just don't care about. It's not big on their overall priority. And the Democrats are trying to make it big as if somehow having somebody, the cast of Hamilton, singing at it, where they can't actually open in Broadway anymore, but they can sing for Congress, is going to make people care.
Yeah, Theodosia, you have to really stretch to figure why that has anything to do with
it. No, it's not. It's just the Democrats. Let's get a rock star out there, and that'll make everybody want to care about us.
You should have gotten Cher.
Yeah, really. The other thing they have going on, and this is they're tied, I think, is that the elite corporate media is just plummeting. No one's paying attention. New numbers out today show that CNN is down in the key demographics, and that's the 18 to 49 year olds. That's the one the advertisers like. It's down 90% over January of last year. I mean, think of that. 9 out of 10 people who were watching CNN at this time last year
are brighter today.
Their brains are better. But now Fox has gone down too. Everybody goes down in the non-presidential years, but by not nearly as much.
15%.
So you have way more people listening to Tucker Carlson. You have way more people, frankly, listening to shows like ours and Steve Bannon's and Joe Rogan's than you have listening to CNN. And even CNN is like, well, as we played the other day, maybe people are tuning us out. People are ignoring the information.
What if they don't take our information and take it as gospel? What would happen then?
And the other thing I think we have going for us is, the truth, right? I mean, Liz Cheney, this is bizarre. Turns out that one of the people, Liz Cheney, a Trump supporter, she's trying to subpoena to go testify before the committee, is a bad domestic terrorist, actually is running the super PAC that's helping fund one of her primary challengers.
Her primary challenger.
Now, well, that's convenient for Liz Cheney, isn't it? Don't you think? Well, that's going to help. But I want to play, I mean, if you didn't see yesterday, it was extraordinary. I think three huge Democrat narratives started to really unravel yesterday. The January 6th, it's becoming more and more clear. All it was a Department of Justice entrapment scheme. We've got the COVID thing. That's just completely unraveling, falling apart. And then also, interestingly, the teachers, the school board association, remember all that hullabaloo raised when they were calling parents domestic terrorists, and Merrick Garland said, okay, we're going to investigate parents as domestic terrorists. Oh, wait, no, we're not. Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are. No, we're not. Well, turns out that the Biden administration ask them to send
Cardoza,
a letter.
Yeah.
Where have we seen that trick before, right?
Just, you know, you put it out, then you give it to the press, and then it's just so sleazy and so dirty, and they've been caught again. You would not know it if you listen to CNN. So hopefully people are not listening to CNN.
Yeah, but three main narratives falling apart while they scramble. And we're going to get into your theory here in a few seconds, though, on the three things that are going
bundles.
On. But I want to play, if you didn't see the Ted Cruz thing, where he
Glenn Greenwald wrote, he says, for all the people who hate at Ted Cruz, I understand, but you know, he does some pretty good work at times.
He saw the writing on the wall and he pivoted, and he did it great. So, Thomas, if we could please play the Tucker Carlson soundbite.
Clear for a while now that the Department of Justice probably had some role in the events of January 6th. It's obvious. After hearings on Capitol Hill today, it became even clearer. Watch Senator Ted Cruz of Texas ask an FBI official called Jill Sanborn point blank whether the FBI was involved.
How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did you hear that? Cruz asked, quote, did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th? That's what he asked. And the obvious answer is, are you kidding? Come on now. Of course the FBI isn't secretly committing crimes of violence. That's insane. We're a federal law enforcement agency. We're not the Tonton Macoute. Next question, please. That's what Jill Sanborn should have said, but that is not what she said. Instead, she replied, quote, I can't answer that. But of course Jill Sanborn can answer that, and she should be forced to answer that immediately. No.
I mean, exactly. Now, it's hard to force her to do that. But then if you weren't watching, they went on again. Right. Cruz went on and said, well, what about Ray Epps? And she goes, I'm aware of him. And Cruz asked her, is he an informant? Is he working in any way, shape or form for the FBI? And she said, I can't answer that. Now, Adam Kinzinger, the snake.
Luckily could.
He said, although the mainstream media is talking about that he testified, he did not testify. I mean, testifying.
Oh, can you see the testimony?
Right. It implies that he was sworn under oath. I mean, he said, we've talked to him and we asked him, are you an FBI informant? And he said, no. Number one is if that's true. I don't think so.
He said, I don't work for any law enforcement agency, any government agency.
It's insane. So that is falling apart. And it's clear, again, and I think that's only going to get worse as the Department of Justice continues these criminal cases against people, right? And we see more and more of the video coming out. So that's the number one of the main things falling apart. And that's one of the reasons they're pushing that. And this gets into what you wanted to talk about, I think, a little bit, is they need, nothing is working. So they need to change the election clause, basically, that they win no matter how people vote.
Right.
And that's why they're pushing that, because they realize, and that's why they're pushing, they're trying to use January 6th, I think, to push election reform, but it's not working.
Well, we got to keep calling, you know, the one thing about conservatives and Republicans, they the Democrats and the liberals and progressives spend all their time coming up with great words, and then we just follow along, take them. We do not call it the Voting Rights Act. You can call it the Voting by Fraud Act or something equivalent to that, because there are going to be a lot of people out there who go, oh, voting rights. We want voting rights. No, Voting by Fraud Act. That's what it is. It's a Voting by Fraud Act.
And in spite of all of their efforts, you do have an investigation going on in Georgia. Now, who knows what'll come of that? But I think some of the tactics, and you know, they're gearing up the Zuckerberg tactics, of that, the dark money pouring into the races, the ballot trafficking, the laws that say you don't have to have signature matching in New York City. You don't even have to be a United States citizen anymore to vote. And let's give a kudos to George Athanasopoulos. Remember way back when, a few years ago, when he pushed that constitutional amendment to the Colorado, because
you don't need,
the Democrats
would never
say,
do
well,
that.
It's a law. No, we would never do that. No. Oh, no, we would never pass a law that says you can vote if you're not a citizen. So, I mean, that's where they're going with all of that. And now you talked about, too, they had two other prongs you were.
Well, three, and there's sub prongs within those, but you've got voting. And the voting one is one, hide that what they did on 2020 to rig the election. And you do that always by going offense. And January 6th is a way to reply to that. And then the cure would be the voting by Fraud Act, which they're trying to push through. But that's a whole, if they fail on that one, it looks like the midterms could be disastrous for them, and they'd lose their chance to get in voting by fraud. So that's one whole silo. And the second silo is a health one, which Omicron fits in there. They want vaccines and testing, except they didn't get any tests out to people, so they can't take the tests. We now find the vaccines don't work at all. If they do, who knows? And then you get a booster. And now the EU says, keep on getting boosters, and your immune system could fail. Poor Israelis. They're,
well, I wish we'd known that before.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And the third one is spending. Now, they spent, they got 16 Republicans in the House to agree with them to spend the $1.2 trillion wasteful non-infrastructure bill. But they haven't been able to get their truly asinine $3.2 trillion Build Back Better bill. And that one looks like it's failing.
Right.
And in part it's failing because it's obvious inflation's awful, and that's killing them.
Right.
It's obvious you just can't keep on throwing money into the system. And now people go, wait, it's 7% inflation. We need to put another $3.2 trillion.
Exactly. And here's from, this is from Charlene. Exactly, Chuck. Call it by what it is, not by what they name it. Words have meaning. And then Dr. Donna says, Chuck is really up on this. Yeah, Chuck, YouTube's always, when he says, I have three things I want to talk about, I always, unless it's something that I want to talk about. No, you are normally kind of right on. You have this good sense of the strategy going on. And I'm going to, and let me say now, so we don't have a guest. So if you're on, we'll read the comments as we get them. If you're on Zoom and you want to go ahead and unmute yourself, you can either raise your hand like Charlene does, or just go ahead and unmute yourself and turn your mic on and we can see that. Or if you want to call 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. You know, and I'll submit to Chuck that one of the reasons, well, let me back up. You've always said you're either on the defense or the offense.
Yes.
In politics. And right now, and they have been ever since Biden came into office, really, they are on the defense. Nothing.
No, I would not say that. I don't think the January 6th commission is defense. It's offense to get away from the other one. I mean, all they do is.
But now they're having to go on the defense, though. When people say, well, who's Ray Epps? All of a sudden, boom, it shifted.
Then they had a perfect. Oh, we talked to Ray Epps. He's
right?
A good guy. We know him. He wouldn't do anything.
He's just an
innocent bystander at the deal. And of course, that's a joke, right?
Right.
But the idea of being on the offense, and here's a great one, was Fauci. So Fauci is caught when there's DARPA documents, among many other things, is they had something called the Great Barrington Decree, which they said, look, you ought to protect the vulnerable populations and then get herd immunity. And that should be the approach. And so Fauci was going, he was talking to Collins, who was the head of the health thing, saying, we got to get those guys. Can you get some articles that trash them? And Fauci goes, yeah, I can. I just got one in Wired. And then Rand Paul presents it to him, and he kind of goes, you're trying to get me killed. are out, and you have a fun thing here, right here. And you kind of go, well, are you going to answer the question? Oh, no, you tried to kill me. He was pretty successful.
I'm going to disagree a little bit. I mean, yes, you're right, but you're from Charlene. Cruz is still a fail and trying to redeem himself. And from Stephen, some senator asked Fauci for a financial disclosure form that shows his investment. I think he said he couldn't show it. He didn't have it.
No. He said that's all public information. It's already out there. And when he goes, well, we couldn't find it.
Yeah, just give it to us.
You know, the chair, the Democratic chair said, well, he said he'd get it.
Then
Fauci leaned back and said, what a moron.
I know.
Jesus Christ. So that's what you get. And now we find out you can't get these
financials. But here's the thing.
They're not available.
Right.
Maybe the National Institute of Health has them somewhere in some drawer, but they're not public information. Well, but Fauci got away with it.
Well, why wouldn't he? I mean, if Nancy Pelosi and her husband can get away with it, why can't Fauci?
No, I agree.
But the thing, well, okay, I'm going to disagree a little bit. I think they are more on the defensive because the January 6th thing, it's not working. People don't care. And the more they talk about it, the more and more information comes out about the fact that it was a Department of Justice entrapment operation, right? On the COVID thing, they're totally lost right now.
They are totally lost.
Nobody likes anything the CDC does. I mean, every other day they change their mind. And in the meantime, everybody you know has COVID. all the elites have it, I guess is what I mean.
Even though if you got all these shots and you didn't die from myocarditis, it lessens the, and there's no proof of that. It lessens anything. They just make that
up. Well, then they're trying to have it two ways, right? They're trying to say it is a significantly less serious. The symptoms are way less serious for the Omicron virus than they are for the other variants. So how can they say it lessens it? They can't. So
they can. They do.
Well, they do. But, I mean, that's falling apart. In the meantime, as CNN noted, you have people out there just living their lives, for God's sakes. How can they do that? I think what's happening, and we'll play some sound about the whole Fauci thing. What's happening, I think, is there has always been this gap between the Democrats and the evil, you know, cabal formed by the Democrats and the elites in the media, the elites in big tech, the billionaire elites, the elites in Hollywood, right? They've always, you know, basically looked down on the rest of us in flyover country. They don't like us. They think we're a bunch of idiots. And all of us, and they tell us what to do. And when we don't listen, they shame us. And when we still don't listen, they censor us, right? But that's falling apart. And I think it's because the gap between what they're trying to tell the rest of us, what we have to believe, and what we're seeing in our everyday lives has grown so huge, right? That people are just like, hence CNN down 90%.
We got Charlene on the line with her hand up in the virtual world. Charlene?
Hey, go ahead.
Oh, hi there. I always like to come in with a little bit of good news. I just read with the NCAA have now deemed those who have had COVID in the last 3 months as being fully vaccinated.
Yes.
And I want to give credit to Dehoshevik for that, because he resisted the vaccination and they could not carry on play in Australia Open without him because they had too many advertisers already in line for, you know, a big show for Dehoshevik's Grand Slam. So they made an allowance for him, a medical allowance, saying that since he's had COVID in the last 3 months, he does not have to be vaccinated. So it's just kind of inching away, resistance inching away at those, you know, those stones they put in front of us, you know, that say, oh, no, you got to be fully vaccinated, you know, boosters within the last week. So anyway, I just want to give him credit. And because it seems like he's turned the NCAA completely around, and possibly they're doing this ahead of time for the Olympics. The Winter Olympics.
And I also think, Charlene, with the NCAA, March Madness is coming up, right? That's a huge moneymaker for them basketball-wise, right? No, I think you're absolutely right. And I think, though, it's interesting because what it does is it opens the door to discuss what we've been saying and you guys have known all along, and that is that it appears that natural immunity gives you much more protection than the vaccines. It may be even better.
Well, no, it has.
Because it doesn't make you sick.
It is better. I mean, it lasts longer. You produce far more antibodies. It doesn't have all the awful side effects. And it's crazy for Fauci and the CDC to kind of go, well, we don't count that, you know, like, well, you can't keep on just jabbing people till they drop.
I mean, right. And then the other thing, they might be tired of seeing athletes, you know, keeling over on the soccer fields and the football fields and the basketball courts.
A catcher from Tampa Bay just suddenly died of a heart attack. You've got that Bob Sakic just suddenly dying of a heart attack, right? Otherwise,
well,
healthy after
65, who knows? But you get people all around the world that are just athletes in their 20s dying from heart attacks, which isn't normal. I mean, it just really
isn't.
Well,
and I think what's happening there too, Charlene, is you're seeing some pushback from athletes saying,
exactly,
look, I'm healthy. I've had COVID. I'm not going to risk it, right?
Exactly. And so anyway, it's cool because it's like when money gets involved and they're separated from their money, they're going to make allowances. So that's where we need to push back with that. We don't support, you know, we don't watch stuff where they require vaccine. We don't travel on planes where they require, you know, I think they'll make allowances. I just don't want it to get to the point like in the, you know, communist Russia where, you know, if you were of a certain group, you got special allowances and then the masses, you know, hell with the masses. But I mean, at least it's, you know, pushing back point for right now. So anyway,
it's a good sign. Okay, thank you, Charlene. I appreciate you. Let's see. Okay. Natural immunity does not fit the narrative or make anyone any money. That's from Stephen Leo says, yep, follow the money. And then Dr. Donna's talking about Dr. Fauci, and there are rules for financials for elected officials. Lobbyists can't do things with money with elected officials at a point in time during the session or before it starts. That's a whole, I guess you guys are having a whole different conversation there. Yeah,
Dr. Fauci apparently is a multimillionaire because he has these patents on.
Well, yeah. 888-627-6008. If you're listening, you want to call in 888-627-6008. But even worse than the lies that they told us to try to restrict us, some of the information that's coming out now is not only did they absolutely know where COVID came from. And it seems as if it was this research they were doing and they wanted to, it was ongoing. What? Somebody there that wants to talk? Hello? What is that? How did we do that? Okay, there we go. Thank you, Thomas. Something happened there. Anyway, I think that besides just the lies that have been told, it appears now that where this all came from, and Michael Tao was kind of on this in the beginning, was this research going on with coronaviruses. And they were, I imagine the idea is kind of good. They wanted to, as I understand it, they want to give it to bats. And so then they can use the bat virus to come up with a vaccine for humans. And by the way, have a bioweapon just on the side.
Well, but they do it by making more lethal and more transmittable to humans. And if it escapes, you've now put the word, which they did, into an enormous crisis.
And initially they said, no, we can't do that. That's way too dangerous. And then Dr. Fauci said, okay, well, we'll do it anyway. Right. And we'll give you the money. And then it did escape.
And Fauci's just been lying about it. Now it's wondering, what does gain of function mean?
And the other thing that came out. And the other thing that came out in these documents was the fact that number one, they talked about the fact that the mRNA vaccine would not work for this because it would only work for a very specific time and it might cause problems. So they knew about the dangers of the mRNA so-called vaccine. And then the other thing they talked about, though, was that there was treatment, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, would be effective.
And so, they banned it in all kinds of states, including Colorado. And that's why, I think you have a soundbite, right. They should be on trial for millions.
Yeah, if we could play. So Naomi Wolf, who is a doctor, was talking on the Steve Bannon War Room. If we could please play Thomas the Naomi Wolf soundbite.
This is a premeditated kind of manslaughter of millions of people coordinated at the highest levels, according to these documents, in which treatments that would have saved lives were intentionally or apparently intentionally suppressed.
And you got to ask yourself, what's going on with the public health department that, I mean, I'm sure Fauci, there was money involved, right? Which is why Fauci's.
Well, who knows why?
Clearly they made a decision, though. I think two things are going on. One, they made a decision, the pharmaceutical companies, that they wanted to pursue a vaccine, not free treatment. And then when Trump started talking about it, they had to obviously crack down on that because we certainly couldn't like anything that Trump liked.
Well, Dr. McDonough, I think that's his name, went around, including Colorado, to make sure that these treatments could be available to people. And they went to the legislature and they killed it in committee. I mean, it's just unbelievable that this is a lot. And this isn't a bigger scandal. Oh yeah. Well, a lot of people died. And going to the emergency room, if you have COVID, is a death sentence. I mean, right. It's you won't get treated. They won't give you the right treatments. If you're not the right skin color, you won't get the monoclonal.
Vaccine. Which is bizarre. How can they determine, right? They said that they're going to prioritize Black people because of systemic racism that makes their health more at risk anyway. This is from Stephen. When the CDC says people who are hospitalized unvaccinated, does that mean they are not fully vaccinated or do not have their booster or never got the jab? It's all of the above, Stephen. They're trying to change that because they realize they're having too many people be hospitalized and that's hurting Biden. But the CDC, as I understand it, only recognizes as vaccinated people who have had both vaccinations and got the booster shot.
I love the Mr. Booster. It's the same as the other shots. They're just redoing it. It's not any less of a dose. It's not a smaller dose, so you know. But they thought, booster, that sounds better. Get your third jab.
Well, and again, and on top of this, all goes to the other point you were talking about, and that is, you know, spending and inflation. You know, inflation was at 7%, and it's probably higher than that, which is the highest it's been in 40 years. I mean, and this is inflation, the consumer price index. This is what we pay for. It's not, sometimes you get those obscure government numbers that economists extrapolate information from, but this is what people are seeing. And this is from last month, right? The new stuff hasn't
really come in. Julia, your eyes are better than mine. Read Stephen Lundgren's to everyone. On Clay and Buck.
And Clay and Buck today, they said there may be a SCOTUS ruling. Oh, good. On the vaccine mandates tomorrow. Mm-hmm. My guess is that speculative. Usually that stuff kind of comes down, but it seems to me they better rule pretty quick.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
mandate's supposed to go into was in fact Monday, right? So if you're a business and that's screwing things up, right? Yeah, if you're a business, do you do it? Do you not do it? Do you fire people? Do you not fire people? And then in the meantime, if you have to make everybody who's sick be out for 5 days,
because or 10 days.
My daughter and I were laughing about that because I was saying, you know, if I worked back at the TV station, I would be like, oh, Chuck has COVID. I'm out for 5 days. Day six, I'd say, oh, Rev has COVID.
Or just take the test. Oops, I tested positive.
And I'd be like, oops, I've got COVID now, too. I mean, you could stretch that into months if
years.
You wanted to.
Well,
exactly.
That's what teachers are doing. I mean, teacher unions have been exposed as just fraud outfits, just fraud. No interest in the children. They're interested in getting paid for no work. I mean, I guess we all love to do that.
So yeah, if you're the Supreme Court, I don't know. Maybe they're just hoping that Biden takes it back or something. I don't know why. It's not as if they. Here's my thing. It's not as if they didn't know this was coming, right? It seems to me that they need to rule fairly quickly on this, otherwise.
Well, you know, they like to write these 90-page concurring opinions where they just endlessly go on about stuff that really doesn't matter.
I'm going to predict they're going to kind of split the baby. I'm going to say what they do there is that they. All or a majority agrees that the federal government can require, like, say, the hospital workers where the hospitals get Medicare, where there's a federal payment involved, that they can require them, but that they cannot require private companies to have
the OSHA
vaccine,
rule.
The OSHA rule.
I think
a
lot of people are making that prediction. I'm not sure that I have no
I
idea
myself. Yeah.
But maybe.
Well, here now, this is Rob Nate. This is from Stephen. I heard the DC mayor say everyone better have these three things before they leave the house: a vaccine card, an ID, and a mask.
Yeah.
And then he said Rob Madelson says he thinks one or more of the vaccine mandates will be upheld. Well, I think that's where I come down on it. I think they may kind of uphold. Which kind of makes a little bit of sense. And if you're the federal government, you could require federal things to go ahead and, you know what I mean? It's your people. Although on the other hand, Biden is backing off on that too. They're saying, okay, you don't have to be vaccinated now if you're a federal worker, but you just have to get tested every week. Even though you can't find
can't get a test,
and the test, which is just stupid because it's going to show you're positive, right? So it's like, all right, get to stay home. But I think though, back to the spending, one of the reasons I think inflation is so harmful to the Biden administration, and I talked a little bit about this Monday, if you do any kind of grocery shopping these days, you can't help but notice that the shelves are bare. Now, I don't know. I haven't had a whole lot of trouble finding most of the stuff I want. And I would say, but before, I mean, maybe there would be shortages, but you didn't notice. But now there's nothing in the shelves. I was at the grocery store yesterday. And I could hear the clerks or some of the people who were stocking the shelves were rearranging the shelves, to put stuff out to fill the shelves, right? They were spreading it out because they said the boss did not want people seeing empty shelves there. There's something kind of alarming when you go to the grocery store. So the Biden administration can tell us inflation is transitory, but people, again,
transitory.
Yeah, life is transitory. But I mean, people in flyover country, you notice, maybe if you live on the coast and you're an elite and you get DoorDash and stuff like that, or you eat in a swanky restaurant where everyone else has to wear a mask, but you don't notice this kind of stuff. But for the vast majority of people out here in the country, you notice when the grocery store shelves are bare. You notice when hamburger last week was $3.59 and now it's over $7 for the same thing. It's not as if, you know, Starbucks raised their price by a couple of cents. I mean, that's a doubling, right? Mm-hmm. And you notice that. And that starts to have an impact on what you make for dinner. And then you turn around to Biden and you say, What are you talking about? I'm George Wallace. If I don't want to have, I think people should have to have a voter ID.
Well, and we build back better. That'll help inflation. You know, they're just shameless. They are just shameless. There's nothing they won't lie about.
Yeah, this is old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard, one item in each spot. That's what they, I mean, literally, Dr. Donna, that's what they were doing at the grocery store.
You can't
store.
Buy that. That's down there.
But, you know, one of the things, too, I think that's happening that I think is good is we saw what Ted Cruz did, right? On one day, everybody who was there at the Capitol on January 6th was a domestic terrorist. On the next day, or 2 days later, he's grilling the FBI. Right. And helping prove the entrapment thing. I think, and Mitch McConnell, rather than saying that was a great speech. He's still a swamp creature. Don't get me wrong. But at least he's saying that was a terrible, horrible speech, Joe.
I didn't recognize that Joe Biden. I've known like Joe Biden for many years.
So, I mean, he was uncharacteristically kind of hostile about it.
Well, about time. Yeah.
I don't think he means it. But Republicans, I think their narrative is starting to shift too. And for an example, I want to play this sound bite from Marco Rubio. This is Marco Rubio today, kind of talking about January 6th, and then he kind of segues into a voter, the election fraud bill. Thomas, if we could play the Rubio sound bite, please. Oh, there we go.
But I don't care how many candlelight vigils and musical performances you have from the cast of Hamilton. You're not going to convince at least most normal and sane people that our government last year was almost overthrown by a guy wearing a Viking hat and Speedos. Okay? And I don't care, you know, how many of these speeches the president gives in which he shouts out this hyperbole and all this melodrama. You're not going to convince people that having a state pass a law that says, for example, that you have to produce an identification is the same as segregation. Nevertheless, despite the fact that that's what most people in this country are worried about is inflation and all these other things, that's not what we're working on here. That's not what we'll spend this week on. That's not what the priority of this administration has been. That's not what the president is giving speeches about. They don't care. You may care about inflation back home. They care about the fact their crisis is that there's some laws in this country, for example, some states in this country that do not automatically force everyone to register to vote. They just automatically register everyone. That's the crisis.
See, and that's the thing. And that goes back to, again, I think what's happened is the gap has become too big between what the elite and the Democrats and the media have been trying to push on us and what we're seeing in our everyday lives. And that CNN was so telling. They're like, people are just not listening to the information that we're misinformation that we're trying to give them. And there's a reason for that, because no one's paying attention because they're wrong. We don't trust them. And they're not talking about something that I care about. I saw today Elizabeth Warren is trying to blame the grocery chains for higher food prices, which, I mean, maybe on the other
hand. Liawatha is at it again. I mean, she's shameless. She is just shameless.
Well, I mean, because when you trace it back and you look at it, so it costs more because gasoline costs so much more. Getting the place that, you know, the raw products to where they need to go costs more. Manufacturing and producing them costs more.
It's not Liawatha's fault. It's the grocery chain's fault.
Yeah. And they're trying
their infrastructure, quote unquote, infrastructure bill. Which wasn't an infrastructure bill. No, you just keep on throwing money into the system and nothing ever happens.
And here's the thing that the Democrats' biggest problem is right now, I think people aren't particularly concerned. If I'm standing there in line at the grocery store, I'm not like, well, gosh, darn those Kroger people. It's like, you're like, what the frick? You know, who's going to fix this? They don't want to hear them blame somebody else. They want to have somebody who's going to come up with some solutions. Now, you know, and I think the Republicans, I mean, that bite by Rubio and Mitch McConnell, I think that's kind of telling. I think they're starting to see number one.
Well, do you realize there are 50 Republican senators? I mean, other than Cruz, other than Rand Paul and a few others, you never hear anything from these people.
Oh, not 50 Republican senators, you mean?
Yeah, there are 50 Republican senators. So you never hear.
Okay.
From 99% of them, I think, I didn't even know who Marshall was from Kansas, but he at least had a little TV time. But most of the time, what do they do?
Right.
I mean, you'd think they'd be out everywhere wanting to question Fauci or be able to get to the DOJ or some other committee assignment. But most of them are just, you know, it's just like here in Colorado, we've got who's the guy that Dave Williams is opposing?
Doug Lamborn.
Does he exist? Is he alive? I mean,
well, no. And this is from Stephen. Bernie Sanders is introducing a bill to send masks to every household. You know, here's something I want to say this about masks too. Again, in the three counties that were in the Tri-County Health Department, Douglas, Arapahoe, and Adams. In Douglas County, they do not have a mask mandate. In Adams and Arapahoe, we've had one where we are since November 24th, extended now through February 4th. Cases almost identical. Masks did not make any difference. One of the things they're going to continue to try pushing, and I think it's we need to all of us, I think, push back on this, is the masks, I think, are a way to sort of identify you. And it's one way for them to still try to control you. If they can try to control you with a mask, then maybe they control you to shut up about voting rights. Right. Maybe they can control you to shut up about trying to fix inflation. And I think the mask is, I mean, everyone, even the CDC sort of says it doesn't really work. I mean, we've had people on CNN, they had that one CDC person saying, yeah, masks, cloth masks don't work at all. Yeah. So then CNN is like, let's make everybody wear those other masks. And the CDC said, no, we're not going to do that. And everyone is wearing masks. So why are they in New York City? And why are they in all the places where they're forced to wear masks? The cases are the same. The masks are not effective in preventing transition.
Steve wants to know, does Douglas County still have a mask mandate?
No.
I know. Yes, they do. Arapahoe County does.
Arapahoe does. I thought you said Douglas County.
No. Does Arapahoe County still have a mask mandate? Yeah, it does. I know to the school and daycare, but also when you're inside.
Yeah, so any kind
stores
of
stores and everything else. I must admit, no one really enforces them outside of Denver. In Denver, they do. In Denver, you know, they'll attack you if you don't have a mask when you walk in. All the rest of the counties, I was down in Denver yesterday, and I've been outside of Denver for a couple of weeks, and I never carry around a mask because you don't need one. But down there, oh, my God, I don't have my official mask.
And I think we need to push back on that, because I think they're going to continue to try to push the masks, because they're going to say, which a lot of people say, is like, well, it's a hassle, but I don't mind it that much, right? It's not that big a deal. You know, if it makes my neighbor feel good, then I'm going to go ahead and wear it. You know, if your neighbor said, you know, I think child abuse is okay, would you say, you know, I don't want to hurt my neighbor, so I'm just going to go ahead and let child abuse continue? Because that's what it is in the school. You watch these kids try to play sports. You watch the kids outside in the playground and they're having to wear a mask outside. We saw that one school, they were making the kids eat outside. I mean, it's just, that is, how do I say it? It seems like perhaps a thing that you're like, well, you know, let's just not have lockdowns. It's like, no, this is a kind of time where I think we need to just say, no, I'm not wearing a mask. The masks don't work. You can mail one to my household if you want, but I know, why don't you maybe try to do something about the food chain supply that you've screwed up? Maybe
that's food every
right. Afternoon. Yeah. Maybe send us some freaking Fritos, which are now $17 a bag. I mean, you could give everybody a free bag of Fritos.
Yeah. I'd like it a little better, Bernie.
I mean,
a mask from you.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. But again, there's a reason they're continuing to push it, because they're trying to maintain or keep control, whatever little bit of control they have. But I think it's, again, failing. Like you said, most places last year at this time, if you weren't wearing a mask, you know, everybody was on you and all the Karens jumped on you. But I think this year, at least what I've noticed, is you go in and you don't wear a mask. Nobody really says
except
anything.
Except in Denver. In Denver, they do.
Well, they're destroying Denver all along.
Well, that's what Democrats do best.
Right. And this is, let's see. This is from Dr. Donna. Hey, Stephen, make sure you put your dirty mask on and costume up. And then Stephen says, wait, let's see. That must be why I went to King Supers Monday and I was one of three people who didn't have a mask. Well, that's the thing. I think you're going to be one of three people for a while. But again, it's kind of like the way that they used to shame people, right? And they would take you off of Twitter and they would censor you. And the more you stood up and said, I'm not going to be silent. You look at Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's a great example. She just says, I don't care. They make fun of me. I don't care. They call me this. They call me that. I don't care. I'm going to keep saying the truth. I think it's important that, you know, so you're one of three, maybe, you know, in 2 weeks you go, you're going to be one of 15 when they say, oh, you have to wear a mask again. Right.
Right. It's they're slowly losing people. Just they see more and more articles on Real Clear Politics. You know, I'm tired of this. I want my life back. There's an interesting one in which the woman said, you know, I've been a progressive my whole life, but these school mandates are turning me away from the progressive cause, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to stop. And I think that's happening a lot, and especially if you're not a committed lefty, you might kind of go, God, they're awful people.
Well, people are sick of wearing a mask, and people instinctively know, like I said, the gap between what they're trying to tell us and what we can see in our real lives. Well, everybody was like, okay, well, I've been wearing the mask. Okay, I got my vaccine. I got my second vaccine. I got my booster. I've been wearing a mask everywhere, and I still have COVID, right? Yes, it's like, so that was the deal, right? I mean, you know, the deal was we'll put up all with all of these inconveniences and worse, and in exchange, we'll get rid of COVID, and then we can all go back to
normal. 2 weeks of flatten the curve.
And instead, now I know people like Karen Connelly, who's very smart about this kind of stuff, has said they're never, ever going to give it up. But I think if we just keep pushing back, they may not give it up. They may not wave the, you know, a white flag, well, but they may, it's going to be harder and harder to enforce.
States that, you know, Polis was kind of a canary in the coal mine saying, you know, the pandemic is over as a Democrat. Now, it didn't do any good for us because 75% are under mass mandates, but it's starting to get where they're going, we're just not going to keep on doing this. And the more that, you know, Biden says, we must get tested, but they said, ever says, there are no tests. He goes, there are no tests? Well,
they have tests in warehouse, Well, and again, they're between a rock and a hard place there too, because they're trying to declare victory over COVID, right? So the more people get tested, well, the more people are going to have COVID, right? They don't want, I think that's the thing. They don't want to send the tests out because they want people to get better and not keep testing positive. So I think there've been times during this whole thing when I've been really kind of down and thinking there's no light at the end of the tunnel, but I think we're beginning to see it. Like Charlene pointed out, that's a great point, Charlene, that the NCAA is now saying, hey, if you have natural immunity, then you don't have to wear a mask. I think they're going to be more and more
places.
You can participate.
Yes.
Yeah. I think more and more places, and they aren't waiting for the Supreme Court decision, right? More and more places are going to start saying, okay, if you have, because they need workers, right? People can't get workers because everybody's taking vacations. If you have had COVID or if you've had the vaccines, then you can come back to work. And I think they're trying to push too hard against what people can see happening. And this is, after all, I'll just say, still America, right? People are still.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
No,
I think it not. Is. There no, are more of not. Us than there are of them. It may not always seem that
way. They'll import more of them.
Well.
Flow them over the border. And
well, they're going to quit that flights. Because all the Hispanic people keep, now they're kind of suddenly becoming Republicans. And I mean, you know, and the illegal immigrants, here's the thing. They don't have to be vaccinated. They don't have to do any of this kind of stuff, right? So pretty soon, if you try to tell them, well, you have to wear a mask, they're going to be like, I'm not going to wear a mask. So that's going to.
I'm an illegal alien.
I'm an illegal alien. Exactly. Exactly. Let's see this stuff. From Stephen. Cheryl Atkinson had an article about COVID tests not detecting Omicron until it gets into the nasal passages a few days after exposure. And this from Dr. Donna. How was that proven? Those antibody tests are pricey. Who pays? That's the thing, Dr. Donna. Here again, they're gaslighting us. The way I understand it, the tests that they give you, these rapid tests, can't tell Omicron from Delta, from the original
flu.
Right. And so they're just telling us it's Omicron. They're assuming that, I think, to a certain extent, because of these symptoms. Now, they are sending some away for the pricey antigen tests or the antibody tests. And that's where they kind of came up with, okay, this looks like it's Omicron. But they're just telling us that, right?
We believe them.
Yeah. I mean, and again, I go back to, it's not as if you look through a microscope and there's like a little thing there that says, got a C on it that says COVID. They put together strands and they extrapolate the information more than they you just can't look and identify it.
It's all this con. It's just this huge, massive con. And they'll keep on at it. And then I think one day it'll fall apart. But did you watch Boris Johnson? He had a party, kind of like Gavin Newsom in California, over on Downing Street. And he went to it, which is bring your own bottle. And then he's kind of, well, I wasn't really, well, maybe I was. And so he had to do this abject apology in the House of Commons. And the opposition leader said, do the right thing, resign. And Boris is giving his usual sheepy, you know, naughty boy look, and I don't know. It's
well, here again, people, we've seen that happen time and again, right? From AOC in Florida to Nancy Pelosi at the hairdressers way back when. People just don't buy it anymore. People get, for Dr. Fauci sitting at the baseball game without his mask on, right? Yeah. People see this enough, so they're all, we all know they don't, the elites don't believe it. And I think more and more, and when the elites apologize, people don't accept that either. People, they ignore it, and people are just much more going on and saying, I don't really care whether Boris Johnson wears a mask or doesn't wear a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask.
Not in England. In England, well, it's in the UK. It's really? Money. Oh, yeah. Their rules at the time were you could meet one person outdoors. That's it. No more than one person outdoors. And so, of course, and Boris said, well, I just thought it was a work event. Yeah.
Well,
everybody,
but again,
get drunk.
People, we've all seen enough of the elites ignoring it.
No,
right.
But so just not, watching the head of the UK just have to grovel.
And they're sick of it too. And he's probably going to get COVID anyway. So it's like, what's the point?
Well, he already had COVID.
Well,
he got hospitalized for it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Let's see. So that's going to wrap it up for us today. We'll find out what happened to Judd Dunning. I'll get a better phone number. A lot of stuff going on Friday. Want to look at some interesting happenings in El Paso County.
Yes,
again,
as always.
As our good friend Vicky Tonkin, once again, no surprise, under attack from the rhinos. We'll talk about
the
that.
The rhinos are just, and you know, maybe 50% of the state, 60% of the state are rhinos, which is just awful. Just awful. I don't know how Colorado got that.
The dogs are barking. That means it's time to
That's
go.
That's time to go.
Hey, everybody, thank you. We love all you guys on Zoom. Everyone have a great day. We'll see you on Party Friday.
Bye-bye.